Hello, welcome back to another Contemplative Living. You know, we talk here about concepts where we can bring contemplation or contemplative lifestyle into our everyday life to bring more meaning into our lives. And you know, Spirit once said to me, our lives have the power to bring love into the physical. And that's incredibly empowering and not to be ignored. Love is that all-empowering, all-inclusive energy that we all have within our divine nature. And when we bring that into the physical, we can change, we can make change. And when we're working within that, we can find ourselves incredibly balanced and incredibly centered. Hey, William, welcome. I'm glad you're here this morning. All right, so today, we're talking about being balanced and centered. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right. So we want to live a life where we are feeling balanced and centered because we know that when we're in that state, when we're feeling centered and grounded, that we can be more empowered in all of our interactions. So we have a duty to perform our actions with balance, harmony, and love, above all, love. You know, each decision we make has the power to create ripples, ripples that extend out far beyond ourselves. So by acting with integrity, intention, and mindfulness, we can cultivate a sense of peace not only within ourselves, but also in the world around us. When we operate from a place of balance, we're able to navigate life's challenges with grace and poise. By harmonizing our thoughts, our words, and our actions, we create alignment within ourselves. That alignment allows us to move confidently through any situation. Yeah. And perhaps most importantly, when love guides our every action, we not only uplift ourselves, but also elevate those around us. Love has the incredible ability to heal wounds. It can heal wounds and mend relationships. It's the driving force behind all positive change in the world. So when centered, we clearly see the importance of every second of life. You know, every breath we take, every heartbeat that sustains us, these are all reminders of the fleeting nature of our existence. It's only when we pause and fully appreciate the beauty of each passing moment that we begin to understand the true importance of living deliberately. Finding stillness within ourselves allows us to connect deeper with our inner being, and from this place, from our centeredness, we gain clarity. We gain clarity of what truly matters in life, and we can move forward with love, kindness, and gratitude. You know, when we can cherish every second as if it's our last, time waits for no one. That's that old adage, you know, time waits for no one. So embrace the present moment. Embrace it with open arms and open hearts. It's in these moments that life's true magic unfolds. It unfolds before us all the time. Allow your true nature to branch out in the four directions for unity and harmony. Many of you know I have a Native American, you know, belief system. And I have studied with many Native teachers. So not only the four cardinal directions are we talking about here, but we're also talking about our mental, emotional, our physical, our spiritual, and our community. All of these directions are part of our wholeness. When we can bring them all together in unity and harmony, we find wholeness, we find health, we find our abundant nature that is then available. It's available to us to be empowering in our interactions and to help others to be who they are meant to be. We're all here to help one another. And when we're centered and balanced and in unity with our divine nature, with all of us, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical, and our community, then we can be empowered and then we can move in those directions that give so much more. So when we lose balance, we drift. We drift away from our center. We drift away from our center and our ability to be mindful. When we lose balance, whether it's physical or emotional, we find ourselves drifting further away from our center, just like a tightrope walker. Now think about this, envision this. If a tightrope walker must constantly shift and adjust to stay centered on their path. And so we must do similar things. We have to adjust. So being mindful of our own balance is key to maintaining our equilibrium. It's about being aware of the things that throw us off course. Whether it's stress, anxiety, or simply not taking care of ourselves properly. Remember, it's about all of that, mental, emotional, spiritual. So by recognizing when we are starting to drift away from our center, we can begin the process of realigning ourselves and finding that sense of calm once again. So with understanding, you can find the triggers of stress. You can find the triggers of stress and forgive or let go. Sometimes it may feel like the world around us is constantly trying to knock us off balance. It feels endless, and we may feel fractured and coming apart. But by staying focused on our inner core and practicing mindfulness, when we practice mindfulness in everything we do, we have the power to stay grounded and centered, no matter what challenges we find ourselves in or that come toward us. Remember, balance is not something you find. It's something you create every day through intention and practice. Now, return to heart-centered and an empathic path, always bringing honorable and ethical energies to every interaction. You know, it can be easy to lose sight of our true selves. You know, when something happens that gets us riled up, we can lose track of our true selves. The secret is to de-escalate that and return to the values that guide us, those intentions that we have set for ourselves. That is why it's essential to constantly remind ourselves to return to a heart-centered and empathic path in all of our interactions. When we operate from a place of compassion and understanding, we not only enhance our relationships with others, but also cultivate a deep sense of inner peace and fulfillment. Honorable and ethical energies are like guiding lights. They illuminate our way, leading us toward harmony and balance in every aspect of life. When we approach each interaction with empathy, with integrity and love, we create genuine connections built on trust and respect. These qualities not only strengthen our bonds with others, but also contribute to the collective The collective energy of positivity and goodness in the world. Strive to always bring honorable and ethical energies into every interaction. And we do that through conscious choice, guided by love. Guided by love. And we can create those ripples, that ripple effect of kindness that has the power to transform lives, has the power to transform the world in which we find ourselves. Allow a break. Allow a break away from thinking about the mundane. We find ourselves like in shopping, and we're standing in line waiting to cash out. And we just think about mundane stuff, you know? Well, take a break. Take a break from the mundane and center by taking a breath and checking in. When we take a deep cleansing breath, we can feel our true nature. We can feel our divine nature. We can, in that, just that moment, we can check in. Wow, yeah, I'm not feeling quite centered. Maybe I need a few more breaths. Maybe I need to just focus for a minute. Not about what's going on, not about the circumstances, but I need to raise my awareness. Take a break. It's always good to step aside sometimes. Recollect yourself. Bring yourself back with more vigor, with more power. That's the way, you know, we like to move through life. And I know in today's world, things get out of hand really quickly, really quickly. But it's our job to stay centered and focused and connected to our divine nature so that we can work in harmony and love and bring that into our interactions. Because that's the only way that we can de-escalate is when we come from a place of compassion and understanding. That's the way we need to operate. The more of us that operate this way, the more that we can affect a greater change in this world. I hope you have a blessed week. I hope you find your center in almost all of your interactions. I hope you're able to come together and find peace and harmony and unity. Have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.